Sweetheart, I know you signed the NDA and everything, and I walked you through most of which is going to happen tonight, but these rituals, they can become a little unpredictable. Everyone is getting settled, but you can still back out if you wish. We do have a few replacements. Are you sure? You will end up overstimulated, and there is a chance that your cock may feel a bit swollen. We need at least 2 or 3 orgasms worth of cum for our goddess. I know you want to impress me, but you can back out. Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. You're going to see a different side of me tonight, darling. I am the High Priestess, after all, and you will come buckets for us. Good boy. Ladies, welcome. We are now ready to prepare our summer solstice ritual. It is thundering outside. The most perfect weather, rain, the symbol of rebirth, to nurture this earth that we are lucky to be part of. And as if on cue, thunder and lightning. We have a very special person joining us today. This is my partner. His name does not matter. He is simply the vessel that is going to give us this beautiful bounty for our goddess, Arthea. We also need to ensure that I have at least 2 orgasms, and we must time his orgasms to be with mine. Otherwise, the ritual may fail. And all of you observing will also need to touch yourselves or touch each other. You can do whatever you want. And if you can time your orgasms with mine, our goddess is guaranteed to be all the more pleased with us. And we don't want to let her down, ladies, do we? No. As you can see, I have him presently strapped in this gorgeous throne-like chair. These beautiful crushed velvet cushions underneath him. And we are going to anoint him with oil as he is blindfolded. His eyes may only be exposed to us once we begin the pleasure. Now this oil also counts as lube, so he'll be nice and slippery for me. Now, I know a bunch of you asked to be part of this ritual with me this year, and it was very, very difficult to decide which ladies I would pick. Now I picked 4 of you. Why don't you come up now? And sorry, sweetheart, you do not get to know their names. It's part of the ritual, you see. Their names don't matter. They are also simply vessels to make sure we bring forth as much cum and pleasure as possible. Ladies, start lathering him in the lube. 2 of you will start with the lower legs working upwards. You are not allowed to touch his cock. You may touch his balls, though, but no touching of the penis. That is left for me, the High Priestess, and since he belongs to me, I will banish you. if you do not listen. Do I have that clear? And the other two of you are going to go ahead and work the oil into his arms, his chest, and his stomach. I am going to have him lean forward and massage some into his back while I give him little neck nibbles. As you can see, ladies, his cock is starting to twitch a bit already. All of these hands rubbing up and down his body. You want to make sure that when you have this vessel in front of you, that you give it lots of attention. Five people working it once, ladies, is enough to guarantee to get those nerves stimulated. And that is what we want. We want him to be stimulated. We want that cock to start dripping pre-cum. You know why? It makes it all the more better to get him really worked up before he blows that first time. We want that cock to be aching for release. Ha! It sounds like our goddess loves this idea as well. Perfect timing, Arthea. Now I'm going to stand in front of him. And as you can see, I have this gorgeous lace teddy that is white and see-through, along with my white crotchless thong. And ladies, you know why I'm wearing white tonight? Because for the summer solstice, we are celebrating the colors of his cum and my cream. So remember, summertime is white, lacy is best. Got it? Good. Stay focused. I want your eyes staying on him and I the entire time. Now look at him. Shiny, glistening. Doesn't he look delicious? I'm going to get on my knees, and what I like to do is I'm going to cup his balls in my hand. I know a couple of you are a little far away. You can get a little closer if you wish. Look at how full they are. I like to get up nice and close and just rub my nose into them. And then, ladies, what I'm going to do is I'm just gonna give them a little lick. Do you see the way his cock is switching? We like that, don't we? Arthea does too. Now, member A. She has adorably small and perky tits. What she's going to do is she's gonna go ahead and rub one of her nipples along his lips. And he's gonna go ahead and suck on it. Go ahead, darling. It is okay. I'm gonna go ahead and kiss up his cock while he does that. Because you know what he's thinking about right now? My little ladies, he's thinking about my breast in his mouth. Do you see these? How big and soft and round they are. He remembers the feeling of my nipple quite well. And right now, you see, while I'm talking about it, if I talk about the way I ride his cock, the way I edge him over and over, watch what happens. You see the way it's twitching right now? What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna go ahead and put the flat of my tongue against his frenulum. That is the most sensitive part of the cock, and we must make sure that we worship it. Like that. Work it up and down. It's a good thing this lube is edible. Now I'm gonna wrap my lips around that. See that, ladies? You hear the way he's moaning against her nipple. Now Minion B. She's gonna reach down and start playing with his balls. That's a good girl. Minion C is going to take her thumb and her pointer finger, and she's gonna put it right up against my mouth. And as I work his cock in and out of my mouth, she is gonna twist her hand the other way. Pay attention. Get nice and close up to me, ladies. But remember, if you are not one of my four chosen, you may not touch. You have to earn this privilege. Watch. I'm gonna stop. You hear the sounds he's making? Did you see the way his hips thrusted up into my waiting mouth? We must learn their cues for when they're getting close. Their balls rise up a bit towards their body. They feel more firm. Now look. Go ahead, Minion. Stroke upwards. Ladies, you see that bead of pre-cum? Minion D is going to take that, and she is going to make a star on my forehead. That is for Arthea, and that is for all of us. Now I want you all to start rubbing your clits right now. I can tell a bunch of you are wet. I see the way you're looking at me, the way you're looking at him, and it just turns you on. I know quite a few of you have offered to come up here and eat me out, but maybe next time. That is gonna be the honor of these four right here. They're gonna take turns pleasuring me and teasing him. Only the High Priestess gets to fuck the vessel. Remember that. Maybe in the future we'll change things around, but when the High Priestess owns the vessel, especially, none of you may have the pleasure of fucking him. Good girls. That's right. Go ahead and tease yourselves a little bit. Work those nails up and down your thighs. And I want you moaning back there. I want him to hear it, because I think it's going to make him come even harder. Isn't it, sweetheart? No. You're not allowed to speak yet. You can just whimper for me. Make those pathetic little noises. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put him back in my mouth. Minion B is gonna get under me and start licking and sucking on my clit. Minion B is my pet tonight. And what we want to do is Minion B has the task of bringing me to orgasm, and our vessel must come at the same time. We don't want our goddess to be upset with us, do we, vessel? You can use your words. Minion A, move away. Let's take off his blindfold. There we go. Vessel, look down at me. God, I love the way you rub my clit. Just fingering my pussy. As you can tell, ladies, this gets me very turned on too. I love the thought of all of you watching us rubbing your needy clits. Some of you are even eating each other out, you naughty girls. Our goddess is gonna be so pleased. And ladies, don't hold back. You're welcome to come as many times as you want. Oh, yeah. Vessel, go ahead and moan. Let out those moans. You know what, ladies? The three of you can go ahead and give his tip a little kiss. Let's swirl our tongues together. Okay. Now the three of you that aren't doing anything, you're gonna go ahead and touch each other right in front of him. But he has to keep his eyes on me. And every so often, he can go ahead and look up at you for a second. Look at him. He's just transfixed by me. Go ahead, baby. Go look at them. I love the way he thrusts into my mouth. I think it's gonna be so happy. Ladies, it's time. It's time.
Come, give us the cum for the goddess. Give us the cum for the goddess.
That's it. As you can see, I have all in my mouth, and now I'm just gonna let it drip down and spit it down on me. Look at him trembling, shaking. Now, the four of you, rub that cum into my lingerie. Rub it into my breasts. Pinch my nipples. And D, I want you to go between my legs and rub that cum into my clit. That's right. Good. Good. Perfect. And now D is going to put a finger right by my pussy entrance. And then, you know what she's gonna do? Put it in my mouth. Here we go. And then I'm going to give our vessel a deep, deep kiss. There you go. Now, Arthea, I believe, would like me and our vessel to have another orgasm. So, you know what? I'm gonna have you. Yes, you. Come up here. It's your lucky day. Now we remember, for the summer solstice, we must give as much pleasure to ourselves and others as possible. I am going to be riding him in the reverse cowgirl position this time, because I want all of you watching his cock pump in, and out of my pussy. And you, that I just picked out, you're gonna be licking my clit while I do it. And the rest of you, you're gonna help lift me up and glide my pussy up and down his cock. Now for the second orgasm. This is the tricky part, ladies. You're not allowed to speak. You can moan softly. You can whimper softly. No words. However, the vessel is allowed to moan and say whatever he wants. Because he's going to be a good, overstimulated boy. Look at that cock still twitching. Ladies, lift me up. Spread my legs. And you're gonna grind my labia and my clit up and down the top part of his cock. Ready? Let's do this. Just for a couple of teasing seconds and stop. I'm ready, ladies. Lower me down on this cock. Oh, you precious little vessel. I hope you're ready to get fucked proper. While all of these members of mine, these little minions, watch. And they're gonna come to me fucking you. Isn't that a dream come true? What a lucky man you are. Ready? Let's go. Look. Watch me bounce up and down on his cock. You see the way it's getting even shinier with my wetness? Now this little other minion just bending over and sucking on my clit. She has a lot of work to do because she's gonna have to move her head up and down. But she's sucking on it. Someone might be up for a promotion. Listen to the sounds that he's making. His muffled moans as he bites my neck. Come, little vessel, slide your hands in front of me and hold my breasts. That's right. Feel how big and how soft they are. It's time to pick up the pace. There we go. That dick feels so good. Ladies, I want you to start fingering your pussies with the pussy of the lady next to you. Really watch. Oh, you see how I'm starting to cream on his dick? I'm just gonna reach down and scoop up some of that. And I'm gonna make a star on his forehead now. We're linked, aren't they? Do you see what we're doing for you? That's right, ladies. Keep lifting me up and down. That's so good. Alright, minions, move away. Start to touch each other. I'm gonna bounce up and down on my own. No, 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 no. You have to keep sucking my clit. Watch out, this vessel is just gripping my nipples and pinching them so good. So good. He's really sucking on my neck because he knows that I like that. Yeah, listen to him whimper. I don't think he's gonna last much longer, but he's gotta wait till I'm ready. Should I pick up the pace, ladies? I think I fucking should. It feels so good. The way his dick is just stretching me out. And you know what I do, ladies? When I raise my hips up, I grip tighter. And then when I bounce back down, I push out. So he has to work even harder to stay in me. That's what we do. We find out the way they moan, and we do our fucking best to get more of those moans out. That is what our goddess wants. I'm getting close. Ladies, it's time. Start the chant. Start the chant. That's right, Mamie. Fill me up. Fill up my pussy. And fuck that cum into me. That's a good boy. You hear that, ladies? You see that? Look at that. Look. Look at that cum being pumped into me. Mmm. And stop. Arthea, we dedicate this cum to you. This cum that will fuel my body and re-energize me. Minions, put your hands out underneath my pussy as I push out his load. Take it within your hands. Anoint your faces, and I stick out my tongue and let me lick the cum off of each of your cheeks. Such good little minions you are. Look at him, just blissed out there, trembling, sweaty. What a pathetic little creature he is. Ladies, I am so proud of each and every one of you, also laying there, all blissed out, helping each other come. I think we're going to have a very excellent summer, don't you think? Ah, Arthea is speaking to me, and she said she would like more cum next weekend. What do you think, little pet? Can you handle another milking next weekend? Oh, he's whimpering, but I think that's a yes, ladies. Job well done. I think I'll leave him here to rest. Now, which one of you wants to help me clean up? Oh, my pet thinks he can. How cute. Maybe next time, darling.